Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, this is Simon, that's Simon Peter. He replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the cock crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. And then skipping ahead to verse 39. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. And then skipping ahead again to verse 54. Then seizing Jesus, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him. But he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word that the Lord had spoken to him. Before the cock crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, prophesy, who hit you? And they said many other insulting things to him. Well, we're thinking this morning about a true friend. Boys and girls, you've got your sheets, like these ones, to help you follow along, and that will help you. But we're thinking about a true friend. What does a true friend do? Let's have a little quiz to start with. Thumbs up for yes, thumbs down for no. What do you think? Does a true friend help you when you're hurt? Do you think a true friend does that? Absolutely. That's exactly what a true friend would do. When you're feeling sad, does a true friend run off? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Yeah, yeah. Plenty of thumbs down. Yeah, a true friend wouldn't do that. What about this one? Does a true friend play with you only until someone they like better comes along? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Yeah, thumbs down. Now, a true friend wouldn't do that. Last one. When someone says something mean about you, does a true friend stand up for you and say, no, that's not true? What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Yeah, thumbs up. That's absolutely right. That's exactly the type of thing a true friend would do. Well, we know, of course, that Jesus has shown himself to be a true friend to us. He loves us. He has served us. He helps us. He has taught us. He's been a true friend to us. And we should be true friends to him. But what happens when we aren't? What about when we act like we're not his friend at all? Well, today we're going to see that even then, Jesus is ready to forgive us, and God is ready to help us. First thing we're going to think about is that even when we are not true friends to Jesus, Jesus is willing and ready to forgive us. Now, we had it in our reading when Jesus told his disciples that he was going to be arrested and killed. Do you remember what Peter said? Peter said, "You're my friend, and I'll never let you die." He said, "I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death." And do you remember what Jesus said back? Jesus said, "No, actually, Peter. Before the cock crows today, you're going to say three times that you don't know me." Well, they arrested Jesus and they threw him into prison, and the soldiers bullied and beat Jesus. What was Peter doing while all of this was going on? Peter was being like a chameleon. That might sound a bit funny, but Peter was like a chameleon. Here's a picture of a chameleon. They could be amazing animals, aren't they? So, so colorful. But sometimes when a chameleon is scared, it changes its color to blend into the background so that other animals can't spot it. A bit like this guy. Have a look closely at the picture. I wonder if you can see the chameleon. It's quite hard, isn't it? If you can't see it, the blue arrow is at his mouth. The red arrow is the pointy bit on his head. Quite hard to see, though, isn't he? Because he's blended in to his background. Well, chameleons are really, really cool. And God is so clever to make animals, brilliant animals, like that. But while Jesus was being bullied and beaten by the soldiers, Peter tried to be like a chameleon. He tried to blend in so that no one would notice him as a friend of Jesus. And that is not cool. That's not cool at all. I mean, just look for a moment at what Peter was doing. So when Jesus was arrested, most of the other disciples ran away. Peter followed, and that's great. But he followed at a distance, like a chameleon. He didn't want to be spotted. I hope no one thinks that I'm a friend of Jesus. They took Jesus to the high priest's house and locked him up there. Peter snuck into the courtyard, that's the garden bit, just outside. And some of the temple soldiers who had arrested Jesus and servants of the high priest were also there. They made a little fire in the middle of the courtyard to keep warm. What did Peter do? Well, he went and sat down with them, with some of the very people who had treated his friend so badly. What had Peter said? "You're my friend, I'll never let you down." But here he was blending in with the servants and soldiers who'd arrested Jesus, pretending not to know Jesus, like a chameleon, changing his colors, trying to blend in. And then just look at what Peter said. Because despite Peter's efforts to blend in, a servant girl looked at him closely and said, "This man was with him." Now, what had Peter said to Jesus? "You're my friend, I'll never let you down." But now, Peter lied. With who? I've never heard of him. They began to talk about other things around the fire, and a bit later someone else saw him and said, "You're one of his disciples, you're his friend." And again, what had Peter said to Jesus? "You're my friend, I'll never let you down." But now, he says, no. "You must have got me mixed up with someone else. I'm not his friend." No. They began to talk about other things again. And then someone else stood up and said, no. "This guy was with him. I am sure of it. He even talks like Jesus. This man is a friend of Jesus." Peter had said to Jesus, "You're my friend, I'll never let you down." But now, well, he reacts as if they've just called him something horrible. Boys and girls, imagine that someone sticks a sticker on your jumper, something like this, calling you a mean name, idiot. What do you want to do if someone were to do that to you? You want to just get it off. You say, I am not an idiot. Don't call me that. That is not who I am. Don't do that. You're desperate to get rid of it. Well, that's how Peter reacted. Only they weren't calling him anything horrible. They were calling him Jesus' friend. What a wonderful thing to be known for, Jesus' friend. But Peter was desperate. No, don't call me that. I'm not Jesus' friend. I don't want to be known like that. Don't say that. And just then, the cock crowed. What did Jesus say? Before the cock crows today, you're going to say three times that you don't know me. And Jesus, from inside the high priest's house, looks straight at Peter. Because you see, Jesus knew exactly what Peter had said and exactly what Peter had done. And Jesus must have been so, so sad. Imagine that you make your best friend an amazing birthday card. Something far, far better than this. But it says, happy birthday, and then inside, from your friend, and then your name. You give them an amazing birthday card. You spent so long making it. Well, imagine at their birthday party, you're there, but the other friends haven't arrived. And your card is there. It's pinned up on the wall. And your friend sees it and takes it down and desperately just rips it up and hides it away, saying, oh, I don't want them to think that I'm your friend. And then during the party, they pretend not to know you. I wonder how you would feel. I guess if any of us experienced that, we would feel very, very, very sad, wouldn't we? But I think that's a little taster of how Jesus must have felt to see Peter pretend again and again not to know him. Well, once Jesus looked at Peter, Peter realized what an awful thing he'd done to his friend. And he went out and he cried because he had let Jesus down so badly. And he had hurt Jesus at the very point when Jesus needed him as a friend. But the amazing thing is that despite what an awful thing Peter did, Jesus was ready to forgive him. You know, before all of this happened, Jesus had said something really important to Peter. He said to him, when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers. When you've turned back, strengthen your brothers. In other words, Jesus was saying, look, you're going to do something awful, but when you've turned away from it, you're still part of my family. The other disciples are still your brothers. I am still your brother, Jesus says. And God is still your father, in spite of what you've done, because I'm ready to forgive you. What an amazing thing for Jesus to say and to mean. And that is true for us too. Maybe at points you've been like Peter, acted like you're not his friend, perhaps. Maybe you've blended in to look like everyone else rather than standing out and being known as a friend of Jesus. Maybe at points you've even lied because you've been so desperate not to be known as a friend of Jesus. Actually, all of us let Jesus down, and all of us will let Jesus down, and Jesus knows that. But what we're seeing here is that if we turn away from that, and if we say that we're sorry, Jesus will forgive us, just as he forgave Peter. Even when we are not true friends to Jesus, Jesus is ready to forgive us. And we can be absolutely sure of that, absolutely sure, because of how he forgave Peter. But next, we've got to see that God is so, so good. Because even when it's really costly and difficult to be a true friend to Jesus, God is also ready to help us. Jesus is ready to forgive us, and God is ready to help us. You see, as we look at the story, we need to learn from Peter's mistakes. Because one of the reasons Peter let Jesus down was because he tried to do it all by himself. Boys and girls, in our house, we love these books. This one says, Eric says, please. There's other ones too. This is a story all about asking God for help. And one of the mistakes that Eric makes, if you're familiar with this book, is that he tries to do things by himself. He keeps on saying, I don't need help. I can do it myself. I don't need help. I can do it myself. I don't need help. I can do it myself. And he gets into all sorts of bother because of that. I don't need help. I can do it myself. That is like Peter. When Jesus told Peter, you're not strong enough to be a true friend. You're going to let me down. Peter kind of blocked his ears and says, no, I am strong enough. I don't need help. I can do it myself. Later on, like Dan was reminding us, Jesus encouraged Peter and the others to pray and to ask God for strength to be his true friends. Pray that you'll not fall into temptation. Jesus was saying, I need help and you'll need God's help too. But Peter didn't take it seriously. I don't need help. I can do it myself. And instead of praying, he slept. And so Peter wandered into that courtyard, feeling strong, thinking, I can be a true friend to Jesus. I can do this myself. And no wonder he let Jesus down. So let's learn the lessons from Peter's mistakes. When it comes to being a true friend of Jesus, let's not think, I don't need help, I can do it myself. Let's realize I need God's help because I can't do it myself. We need to ask God for his help and strength. You know, I wonder, boys and girls, and actually grown-ups too, if that is something that we should pray every single day, maybe before you go to school, before you talk to anyone. I need God's help, I can't do it myself. Saying, Father, I know I care too much about what others think of me. I know I care too much about what others might do to me. I know that at times I want to be like that chameleon and just blend in. So please help me, strengthen me to be a true friend to Jesus no matter what. I need your help. I can't do it myself. Now, of course, even when we pray that, we will still sometimes let Jesus down. But nevertheless, God is willing to help us. And with God's help, it is possible to be a true friend to Jesus. You know, just as we close, we saw Peter make a great big mess for which Jesus forgave him. But once Peter realized, I need God's help, I can't do it myself, and began asking God for help, God helped him to be a true friend to Jesus. Yeah, not perfectly, he still made mistakes. But Peter gave up acting like a chameleon. And he gave up following from a distance and trying to blend in. And he gave up pretending not to know Jesus. And he began to tell people very openly, Jesus is my friend. And you can be his friend too. And he did that even when that made things really, really difficult for him. Peter grew to be a good friend to Jesus. Because he knew, I need God's help. I can't do it myself. And we too, with God's help, can grow to be a good friend to Jesus. Not perfectly, but a true friend nevertheless. If we come to realize, I need God's help because I can't do it myself. Well, what have we seen? Even when we're not true friends to Jesus, amazingly, he is ready to forgive us. And when it's costly to be a true friend to Jesus, and sometimes it is, God is ready to help us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that he is so full of love and willingness to forgive. Thank you that he is willing to forgive us even when we let him down. And we thank you that you are a God who seeks to help us and wants to strengthen us. And so we ask for your help, please, as we seek to live lives that honor Jesus and to be a true friend to him. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Peter's faith almost failed completely. Only, of course, that Jesus had prayed for him, that his faith wouldn't fail catastrophically. And wonderfully, Jesus is praying that for us too. And that's the subject of our final song. When I fear my faith will fail, he will hold me fast, just as he did for Peter. Thank you. But as we close, let me pray for us all together. Let's pray. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.